This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is a CCT collective playing all the hits from the past.
Hello everyone. You are listening to the CCT collective play all the hits from the past. Today in the studio, we have me, Connor, and Sarah for today.
Kia ora, I'm Sarah. You're listening to the CCT Collective on Otago Access Radio, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Yeah, it's just Connor and I today. We're playing Connor's playlist, and we don't have Blair. He's having some time off, but we do have some Herbie's history, including some of your favourites. So we hope you're listening, Blair. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys are having a good morning. What are we going to start off with? This looks like a really good playlist, Connor.
It is Denise Williams. Let's hear For the Boy from the album of the same name, 1984.
Thank you. That'll be a goodie.
Oh, G'day guys, this is Nathan Callister. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fits.
You come to me.
That was Tina Turner for Best from the album National Fair 1989.
What a great start to the show. Two really good songs.
He's got it!
It's time for
Hermes History!
Right. On October?
Oh, on October 1989, the Loma Prieta earthquake. On October 17th, 1989, at 5:04 p.m. local time, the Loma Prieta earthquake occurred at the central coast of California and was named for the nearby Loma Prieta peak in the Santa Cruz Mountains. With a magnitude of 6.9, the shock was responsible for 63 deaths and 3,757 injuries. That's a lot. Blair's not here to read that, but I think he would have liked, he would be enjoying that history. That's right up his alley. He's always listening about the earthquakes. All right, have we got a shout out, Connor?
Yes.
To Steve.
To Steve.
And we've got Finn, and they're listening to us at Switch.
Yes.
So to everybody at Switch as well.
Yep. I have Piper and Seb.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Piper and Seb.
They are great friends.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice shout out. Cool. Hope you guys are enjoying the show.
Right. The next song is George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone, of the album of the same name, 1982.
I like that song.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Thank you.
Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, what I see, I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Atamarie, Steve Marshall here from the Community Care Trust. This is Otago Access Radio and you're listening to the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub and providing the pieces of history to match the music. Thanks for listening. Kia manaho.
Lucifer. How much longer?
That was Bob Dylan, New Pony, from the album Straight Legal for 1978.
Thank you. That was a goodie. Now is it time for Herbie's History?
It's time for Herbie's History!
Okay, 1982, we've got the Falklands War. The Falklands War was a 10-week undeclared war between Argentina and the United Kingdom in 1982 over two British dependent territories in the South Atlantic. The conflict began on 2nd of April 1982 when Argentina invaded and occupied the Falklands Island, followed by the invasion of South Georgia the next day. The conflict lasted 74 days and ended with an Argentine surrender on 14th of June, returning the islands to the British control. In total, 649 Argentine military personnel, 255 British military personnel, and 3 Falkland Islanders were killed during the hostilities. And this is a favourite history segment of Blair's. Blair, you would have been almost 20 when this happened. So, yeah, hope you're listening. Now we've got a shout out.
Yes.
Do you want to make this shout out? Because I think you know Max, don't you?
Right, I will give a shout out to my best friend, Max. I hope you're listening in to the show where you're doing Meals on Wheels.
Yes, so Max, Brett and Jaron are doing Meals on Wheels at the moment and they've got the radio playing while they're in the car driving around delivering meals. Good stuff, guys. It's really, really good, important job that you're doing there. So keep up the good work. You've done Meals on Wheels before, haven't you, Connor?
Yes.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you. All right, shall we have another song?
Yes. We have the Rolling Stones, Painted Black.
Oh, that's a goodie. I like that one.
Performant.
Performed.
Performed by Slobodan Magnus.
Siobhan Magnus. Ooh.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a black with flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black.
My love will laugh at me for the moment. Hello, this is Peter Mack. You're listening to Otago Access Radio, and this is the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Rock on!
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the belt and get it right on my heart.
That was the Beach Boys, Help Me, Rhoda, from the album The Beach Boys Today, from 1965.
Thank you, Connor. We like Help Me, Rhoda. And now you're going to press the button.
He's got
it! It's time for
Hermes History!
1965, Winston Churchill's death. Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom during the Second World War, died on 24th of January 1965, aged 90. His was the first state funeral in the United Kingdom for a non-member of the royal family since Edward Carson's in 1935. The official funeral lasted for 4 days. Planning for the funeral, known as Operation Hope Not, began after Churchill's stroke in 1953, while in his second term as Prime Minister. After several revisions due to Churchill's continued survival, the plan was issued on 26th of January 1965, 2 days after his death. It was the largest state funeral in British history and noted as demonstrating the British genius for public spectacle, and the last state one until Queen Elizabeth II's on 19th of September 2022. Yeah, okay. Thank you for listening to that. That was a lot. And now we've got a shout out to Cherie and the crew at the Fitzroy. Who's at the Fitzroy today, Connor?
We have Keegan.
Keegan. Emma.
Emma.
Di.
Diane.
Les and Struan.
Yeah, Les and Struan. Yep.
And then we've got Stu and Mike, who have gone out in the truck.
Yep.
Hope you men are working hard. And Peter Mack texted in to say he's listening. So shout out to you, Peter Mack. Hope you're enjoying the show. What have we got next?
We have Roy Robertson, Only Lonely How I Feel from the album Lonely in Blue from 1961.
Thank you. Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely.
This is Ben Robinson from the CST Collective. You listen to Otago Access Radio, playing all the hits from the Fits.
Since you came along, you said something.
that was Euro 60 Fang from the album Hot Chocolate from 1975.
Thank you.
He's got it!
It's time for
Hermes History!
1975 Māori Land March. Dame Fina Cooper led a land march to Parliament on the 3rd of October 1975. About 5,000 marchers arrived at Parliament and presented a petition signed by 60,000 people to Prime Minister Bill Rowling. The primary aim of the hīkoi was to protest against the continuing loss of Māori land. Thanks for putting that one in there, Steve. I like that one. 1975, so Blair was still a wee in there. Have you got any shout-outs, Connor?
Yes, I have. I will give a shout-out to Shane.
Who's Shane?
Shane goes to Mark.
Cool.
I will see you tomorrow.
Awesome. I'll give a shout-out to George, who's our co-host. Hopefully he's listening, but he might not even be in Dunedin. Yeah. George would normally be reading out this history if Blair wasn't here. Yeah, hope you're having a great holiday, and we look forward to seeing you when you're back. Okay, Connor, what's the next music? I like this playlist, by the way.
We have mix. George Thorogood, I Drink Alone, from the album Maverick, from 1985.
Thank you.
Don't want no coffee or tea, just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Morena, this is Syra. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub, and this is Otago Access Radio on 105.4 FM and 1575 AM. Thanks!
Can you tell me where we're heading? Lincoln County Road or Armageddon? Seem like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth in that, Senor? Senor, Senor, do you know it? She's hiding. How long are we gonna be riding? How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door? Will there be any comfort there, Senor? There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. There's an iron cross still from around our neck. There's a marching band still playing in that vacant lot. Well, she held me in her arms one time and said, forget me not. Senor, Senor, I can see that painted wagon. Smell the tail of the dragon. Can't stand the suspense anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, Senor? Thing I remember before I slept and kneeled was a trainload of fools born down in a magnetic field. A gypsy with a broken leg and a flashing ring. He says, son, this ain't a dream no more, it's the real thing. Senor, you know their hearts are as hard as leather. Well, give me a minute, let me get it together. Just gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, Señor. Turn these tables, disconnect these cables. This place don't make sense to me no more. Can you tell me what we're waiting for, Señor? We'll be right back.
It's time for
Hermes History!
Turn the mics on. What was that song we just listened to, Connor?
That was Bob Dylan. Senor Tales of Yankee Power.
Great.
From the album Straight Legal, 1978.
Okay, our last Herbie's History, 1985, the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior. It was an act of French state terrorism described as a described as a covert operation by the Action Branch of the French Foreign Intelligence Agency. The terrorist attack was carried out on 10th of July 1985. During the operation, two operatives, both French citizens, sank the flagship of the Greenpeace fleet, Rainbow Warrior, at the port of Auckland on their way to protest against a planned French nuclear test in Mururoa. Fernando Pereira, a photographer, drowned on the sinking ship. And this is definitely a favourite history of Blair's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. He would have been about 22-ish. I was 5. So now it's time to wrap up the show. So final shout-outs. We should give one to Blair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And George, our co-hosts who aren't here at the moment. Do you want to give another one to Brett, Max and Jaron? Because they missed it earlier because they were busy working.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to my best friend, Max.
Oh, that's nice.
I do cooking group with him on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Brett, Max and Jaron, keep up the good work. We really appreciate the meals and wheels you do. I'm also going to give a shout out to my family, Chris, Hunter, Rowan and Skipper, who are listening at home. And do you have any other final shout-outs?
Yes. I would give a shout-out to Dommy, Les, and Jeff.
And Jeff, and Arena at ORFM.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, we have to wrap this up really quick because we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've really enjoyed your playlist, Connor.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.